This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us right here. And as always, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, where you can Skype in and join the show. And Skype username, lrn.fm. A disturbing story coming out of Gizmodo about the Google Home device that may be turning you into the police. But first,
boom, you're the police.
Nicely done.
Thank you so much.
And longtime listeners may recognize.
I'm glad I have somebody here that can get a joke. You would be like, what does that supposed to
I got
mean?
That joke. Thanks very much.
I'm so glad. Believe me, I really am so glad.
So, longtime listeners may recognize the third voice on the show. It's Ian and Mark as normal here on a Wednesday night, but Brett Vinod is back on the air with us. Hey, Brett.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great to be back here.
For listeners who are new to the show, they may not know you as the host of the School Sucks Project.
Indeed.
School Sucks Podcast.
And yes. One of my favorite co-hosts here on Free Talk Live. Oh,
thank you. You're one of mine.
Well, the listeners really enjoyed it when you were regular on Wednesday nights for
I think it was
year.
Probably him that caused me to stream, call you a BAMF.
And, oh, that happened while he was in here.
Yeah,
that's right.
It did, but I quickly disappeared. I, like, sunk down. I remember being under the table like an atomic bomb drill.
Is that the most viewed video on
no,
our...
the most viewed one is where I'm going through the checkpoint.
The checkpoint now. That has surpassed
it's number
it.
Two. It is long surpassed
yes,
it.
It's more relevant, so I'm glad to hear that the checkpoint video is more popular. But Brett, you've been busy doing your thing with School Sucks and moving about the state. You were living in Keene. You were on the show regularly for a while. You moved over to Manchester, and now you've headed over to Claremont, a dying town where apparently there's nothing going on.
Oh, it is dying.
That's
out
what
there.
I heard. I've never been there.
Oh, it's terrifying. No, I don't live in Claremont is like a landmark. That's okay. I live in that area.
How bad is it in Claremont?
It looks pretty bad.
When you say looks, like empty storefronts, that kind of thing?
A lot of abandoned buildings. Mm-hmm. They have a nice little strip where they've got a nice movie theater. They've got a nice supermarket. There are some things going on there, but there is an alarming number of abandoned businesses and buildings and homes.
Why? Why is that? Why Claremont? Why did that happen there?
I think this is a phenomenon in the Northeast where a lot of these towns are built up around some kind of factory. Right.
And so like in Berlin, which is the northern one of the northernmost cities in New Hampshire, they had a logging industry that went under and that town started dying and housing prices sank through the floor. What was the industry in Claremont?
I'm not sure what was happening. There are, I mean, it's a beautiful if you like brick buildings, Claremont is a beautiful little cityscape.
We've
that's
got brick buildings in New Hampshire. That's
true
sure.
in a lot of New England. Though,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it's not. So you have, like, the Manchester waterfront is beautiful. There's mm-hmm. lots of towns like that in Vermont that, you know, they're all along rivers. All these beautiful brick buildings spring up, and then they're empty, and then the town basically disappears over time.
Well, if you feel bad about where you live, all you have to do is head a couple of towns south to Charlestown, and you can see something that's really gone catastrophe.
This is New Hampshire?
Yeah, Charlestown. Charlestown, New Hampshire.
I've never even heard of it.
It's two towns south of Claremont.
Oh, wow.
So, dying town, but you're up there doing your thing with the School Sucks Project, still weekly production of podcasts, pretty much?
Yeah, we shoot for usually about twice a week, mm-hmm. been hitting closer
great.
To once a week lately. We are actually now moving into doing events. We've got one coming up this summer I could tell you a little bit
yeah,
about.
Yeah, do tell me about that. You're hosting an event?
We are hosting an event in Salem, Massachusetts. I don't know if you guys
the town of the witches.
Yes, it is a really fascinating town for many reasons. It was actually run by pirates throughout most of the 1800s.
Wow.
Pirates controlled the economy.
It's still true today. We're the government.
Yes, yeah. But we're bringing in a former college professor and historian and author named Thaddeus Russell, who I think I've talked about on this very show before.
I think he's practically taken over your podcast, right?
What's that?
He's practically taken over your podcast, right?
He's probably been on about 20 episodes. My audience loves him because he pushes people so far, so quickly out of their intellectual comfort zones.
I'm so glad your audience is ready to think. You know, they take on the mental challenge and they're ready to look at it.
That's why I think
it's really thoughtful. It's like a really smart podcast. Yeah.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I love him, because I felt like the show was in a real lull in 2013 or 14 when we first started working with him, and he really rejuvenated things. You guys might remember he came to New Hampshire to give a speech at an event, and he like almost instantly became one of the most divisive figures in the Liberty Movement by saying that people smoking pot in the hotel where the event was being held were heroes for doing it. And this became like a real property rights kind of debate. But this only continued on my show for years. And he really rankled a lot of my audience members, but they love him. They're always excited when he's on. So we always thought it would be cool to do a face-to-face event like this where we get together and we let people actually debate with him on some of these topics. So we're going to be talking about things like the Trump presidency, the politics of race, the chaos in higher education currently, and it's a two-day event in this beautiful, historic, quite tragicomic town, if you think about everything that happened there with the Puritans. Back
in
the 1600s, Salem,
right,
Salem,
in Massachusetts.
And
when?
What's that?
When is it?
It's August 5th and 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And if people,
is it a weekend? What is that?
It is a weekend, yeah. And if people want to learn more, then go to schoolsucksproject.com/thadfest.
THAD.
THADFEST. Or then go to thaddeusrussell.com/courses.
So is it going to be in a hotel, or what's the venue?
The beautiful Hawthorne Hotel one day, and then we're moving it to Endicott College in neighboring Beverly, Massachusetts, right on the ocean.
Why are you moving it? Were you not able to...
We wanted a bigger, we wanted to be in like a small, intimate space one day, and then we wanted to be able to welcome a larger audience for a talk that he's going to be giving about this upcoming book called Blood and Freedom, which is sort of about, you know, all of the bad things that we would talk about with American foreign policy, but also how foreign countries like Soviet Union comes to mind, embrace certain aspects of American culture and kind of get this idea of freedom, you know, in them, alive in them, and then they want more of it. So it's kind of that those two sides playing against each other in this book.
So where's he from, Thaddeus Russell?
He's from Berkeley, California.
So is that where he lives right now?
No, he lives up in Oregon. I actually just flew out there to do...
So he's coming all the way over to Salem to do this thing with you. That's pretty awesome.
Yep, absolutely. And I just flew out there. I just flew out to Portland. I was there leaving this time last week to be on his podcast, and we had a great conversation, so... He's a very big part of the School Sucks experience for the last few years.
And how many years has it been now? What, 7, 8 years?
8 years.
8 years.
Yeah, we're celebrating
Congrats.
Our 8th anniversary, the first day of this event in August.
Perfect.
August 5th, yeah.
Wow, congratulations, dude. That's
Thank you so much.
Fantastic
run.
Most podcasts don't make it past 8 months.
That's pretty much what you do for a living, right? The School Sucks project?
It is what I do for a living, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it wasn't originally. It took.
It's just, I mean, you know, it's not intended to be insulting. There's a lot of podcasters out there that don't do that for a living,
yeah,
you know?
It's a hobby for a lot of them.
The vast majority, I'd say.
I like to be a little more cautious than just saying, oh, yeah, one day I decided to start doing it for a living. I probably should have waited a little longer and planned a little more. You know?
I have the same thing to say about coming to work for sales for Free Talk Live.
Right.
I'm like, we have 26 stations. I could make a living doing that. Thank God for Jason Osborne, who came in with a big old check to sponsor us.
Yeah,
You know, I'd been sitting in the poorhouse.
Right.
So, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's a limited engagement, but we'd love to have you back, you know, at some point in the future. Obviously, you're an hour away now, so it's probably not as convenient.
Well, anytime, you know, I'm passing through town, I always think about it. So, we talked a couple weeks ago, and I said, hey, I'm going through there, so let's see if we can make something happen. I'm glad
we made it happen. All right, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And then I've actually got a story that's related to Salem, Massachusetts, because that is the new home of the Satanic Temple. They've opened up offices. Their head offices are located there now. And they're back in the news for another satanic monument somewhere in the United States. We'll tell you about that coming up here. But let's go to, I believe it's Hassan is with us on Skype. Hassan, are you with us there?
Yes, I'm currently here. Hello. I wanted to talk about basically a topic that's covered in the previous episode of the show. It's related to net neutrality.
Net neutrality. Today being, hang on, we're going to bring you back, get into it deeply here, because today's the big day for the protest. There's an online protest going on in favor of net neutrality. So the people who do not want net neutrality to be repealed are like taking down their websites, slowing down their websites, and Hassan wants to comment. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea. Free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free. This week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves. The number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. On this day of online protests, supposedly, I did see something crop up on Reddit earlier this morning at about 12:30 Eastern time that was designed to annoy you, basically, like to slow down your experience of being able to actually get to the website. And I don't remember the text of the message, but it was something. Actually, I think I took a screenshot of it, but it was something to the effect of, this is what life is going to be like if net neutrality goes away. And then they want you to go and go to some website. I think it was called Battle for the Net. There's actually like two or three different websites that are promoting this idea, where you can then send a message to a congressperson or senator-type character.
Dear Senator, please make these people stop slowing down the Internet with their dumb campaigns.
So I remember net neutrality talking about it in, like, 2007, and
no.
I know it's kind of a...
People were talking about it back then, were they?
All the way, yeah, 2007, 2008. It's been an issue for
it.
A long
really?
Time, and I remember... Wow. There was a lot of fear-mongering about it, but I almost completely forget what the issue is. I know it's been one of contention, even inside, the ideas of liberty. I guess the idea that some of these people are worried about is that these big corporations come in and they kind of choke the speed to sites like mine or sites like yours.
That's the fear, but there's, in my opinion, no real evidence that that was going on
right.
prior to the implementation of net neutrality, which happened, I think, in 2015. So now the proposal is to repeal it. And we've got Hassan on the line in New York. We talked about this situation in detail last night. So if you missed that show, you can go and grab it at freetalklive.com, grab the archive. But Hassan, you wanted to comment, so please do.
Yes. Basically, I feel that there's a small amount of misinformation in regards to the coverage of it.
Okay.
Basically, there have been multiple cases of violations of net neutrality in the past. Like, it first started in 2005. That's when they first started enforcing it. But the rules were actually in place starting in, like, the late 90s. Basically, what happened was in 2000, like between 2000 and 2004, a number of ISPs started to block VoIP services. So basically, because it competed with their phone service.
Right. So for instance, Time Warner or Comcast or whatever, they might offer a phone service to compete with the local telephone company, but they don't want you using the internet connection, or they didn't want you using your own internet connection for your own voice over IP lines that weren't running through their service. So you're saying some of them were blocking those services?
Yeah, that was going on by a number of ISPs back then.
Why did they stop?
And eventually the FCC stepped in and fined one of the ISPs $15,000, and they stopped.
Even though there wasn't net neutrality protections in at that time?
No, there were. Under Title I, they were still trying to enforce them, and those rules were in place. And then in 2007, Comcast was caught blocking BitTorrent traffic. The way that they were doing it was whenever a TCP packet went through that used the torrent protocol from their layer 7 filtering, to basically follow it up with a reset packet. So it effectively blocked BitTorrent traffic.
And this was the justification. This is why it became, I think, a controversy at that time, is because they were saying that they could use this to not give preferential or equal treatment to illegal activity, while other people were trying to use the Internet for more wholesome purposes.
Yes, but there were a number of legitimate uses, multiplayer games. They couldn't do large-scale updates for their games, so they used the torrent network to distribute them. Mm-hmm. So there are a number of legal uses.
Yeah, sure. We put our archives up on torrent, or the older archives. Derek Day's Victimless Crime Spree is available on torrent. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely some legal purposes for it. And so what happened there? Did they get fined? What turned them around there?
Basically, the FCC threatened them at that point, and they stopped blocking the traffic.
So you're saying net neutrality existed
before
2015? I thought the whole debate was happening in like 2014 because they wanted to implement it, and then it got implemented in 2015. What changed in like the 2015 range?
Yeah, that's the main area I want to get into. Basically, in in 2014, like, Verizon launched a, like, court case against the FCC in order to get rid of those net neutrality rules. At that time, it was basically just four rules, that everyone's had freedom to access content, freedom to run any application they want, freedom to attach devices that means they can attach anything to their network, and freedom to obtain service plan information. It was just those four rules. Verizon didn't like those rules, and they challenged it in court. And the outcome was that under Title I regulation, they didn't have the legal authority to actually enforce net neutrality rules. At that point, the public didn't really go crazy over it. Like, there wasn't, like, a huge uproar about it until at that point when those rules got struck down, a number of ISPs started throttling. And actually, Comcast, they were the biggest offender of this, because on the interconnects, like the peering points between Comcast, Cogent, and Level 3, they started scaling back the capacity of those networks. Like, there were blog reports from Level 3 and Cogent where basically Comcast would disable some of the 10 gigabit Ethernet ports.
And Level 3 and Cogent are like the internet backbone suppliers. These are the people that provide the, you know, the really high speed connections that then Comcast hooks up to. Is that right?
Yeah, they provide the connections. Like, so for example, like a company like Netflix, they wouldn't go with Comcast. They would go with someone like Level 3, someone who can provide like hundreds of gigabits per second worth of throughput.
Okay.
But in those cases, Comcast started intentionally degrading the quality of the network. They disabled some of the hardware. They made it so it would reach a point where it couldn't supply the throughput necessary to run that service smoothly. And then they started basically charging. They wanted to charge Netflix for preferential quality of service treatment. So they'll implement QoS rules, which would effectively
give them high priority.
Would
give them preference over anybody else that was doing video streaming, for instance.
Yeah. So they scaled back, and then they wanted to charge people to fight over basically the little throughput that was left over. That's what Comcast was doing.
Uh-huh.
Eventually, Netflix gave in and paid them, and then literally within a few days of them announcing that agreement, the service returned to normal. Verizon did the same thing also at that point, and the end result was Netflix upped their rates by, like, I think $2.
Okay.
Because they had to pay those ISPs.
So you're clarifying that net neutrality has been around a lot longer than 2014, and you're saying that there have been some things that have been done by certain internet service providers that you believe that, and are you saying you believe that the government is necessary to stop them from doing those things in the future?
No. Basically, like, it's true to say, like, the government is basically an organization that breaks your leg and then hands you a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that removal of the net neutrality rules now is effectively them continuing to break your leg, but taking away the crutch.
Yeah,
because it's kind of what the EFF said when we had them on the air, is that, you know, like, if the internet was allowed to grow organically, then then they wouldn't have needed net neutrality. But now we need it because it wasn't so much. I want to ask some questions.
All right, you want Hassan to stay? All right, hang on, Hassan, if you can. We'll bring you back here. Mark's got some questions for you. Your toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. It's a tough issue, and it's in the news again right now with this day of protest. More coming up.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and in the studio with you tonight, it's me, Ian.
Me, Brett.
And me, Mark.
Also, if you've got Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, you really ought to check out Jax. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Go to jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or your Google or Apple App Store. You can download it from there, although we were informed by the creator of Jax, Anthony DiOrio, today on a conference call, Mark, that apparently the Apple folks are holding up Jax, and
I hear they do that with lots of apps, and the Apple's not a big fan of Bitcoin generally.
Well, I don't know if they're not a big fan of Bitcoin, but they're certainly not a fan of Dash. They've been holding back Dash from being implemented, right?
They gave all the Bitcoin apps hell for a couple of years.
Right.
Well, you say a long time ago. That's not that long ago. I mean, iPhones haven't been... Most of iPhone's existence, they have been screwing with cryptocurrencies.
True. That's true.
If you love Liberty, get an Android, root that thing, and get out of there.
Well, they say that rooting it actually might make your phone less secure against hacks. So it's probably not a good idea to recommend people rooting.
You'd
it's
know better
a bit of a complicated process anyway, and it could result in your phone being bricked. But, at least with the Android system, you don't have to ask their permission to put software in their store, mm-hmm. as I understand it.
I hear it's less, in some ways, less secure, that the Apple software is more secure. But if
well,
it's
yeah, that's
useful.
Because Apple's vetting their software to some extent. And so, yes, if you're in the Android Play Store and there's some questionable-looking software, it may indeed be questionable software. So, you know, you can get some bad software from the Android store, but you also have the ability as a developer to upload things, upload updates without having to ask permission. And what we were told today is the reason why some people are having a bad experience with the Jax wallet software on iOS devices is because it's 17 versions behind. Jeez. They've been sitting on the approval process for whatever update that Jax has been trying to push through. They've
wow.
been sitting on it for how many months did he say? It seemed like it was quite a long time.
I can't remember, but yeah. he said something like 17 versions.
17 behind. Versions. However long it has taken them to update the Android app 17 times, the Apple people have just been sitting on it, and they're not returning phone calls or emails. So for those of you on iOS, it's probably not going to be the best experience, but for the rest of you, Jax is available also, not just on Android, it's also Windows, Linux. They've got the, Mac version as well. There's also browser plugins for Firefox and Chrome. So there's plenty of different ways to get Jax where you don't have to go through the Apple approval process. And they make it easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. They're striving to give you command over your digital life, including coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. We've got Hassan on the line. He stuck with us. He brought back up the issue of net neutrality. Today is this, Internet Day of Action or whatever, where different companies are putting up some sort of notice on their front page about their support for net neutrality, although there are certainly some companies who are against net neutrality. And it's kind of a messy, complicated issue that...
Well, the protest is basically the Internet version of not buying gasoline on Wednesday. It doesn't change anything.
Well, I mean, they're trying to get people to write their congressperson.
To educate the public, I suppose.
That's what the point is to get people to write their congressperson to oppose removing net neutrality. And, as we were discussing last night, Mark, you weren't on last night's show, but we got into it pretty deep, and there was an excellent article, actually, that Johnson brought in, written by a guy at Forbes magazine, asking if he was the only tech guy to oppose net neutrality. Because he felt like he was really alone. It was written actually back in 2014, but it's just as relevant now. Because those of us who love liberty and who are frustrated by the state's constant meddling in our lives and in business, this is a tricky issue because the state meddling is what created the screwed up system with the limited competition that the telecommunications providers have in the first place. And now the proposed solution, this net neutrality, is more state control to supposedly level the playing field and open up the Internet connections. But others are saying that net neutrality is discouraging innovation, is discouraging investments in new Internet backbones and high-speed delivery methods and things like that because, for whatever reason, they don't have control over their connections. Why would they want to, why would they want to put money into it? Why would they want to expand it? So let's bring Hassan back on the line here. Mark, I know you said you had some questions for him.
So, Hassan, you had said that essentially these net neutrality rules are the government breaking your leg and then handing you a crutch. And this is done all the time, sort of by the state. This is what it excels at. And I would, what do you think the solutions are here, Hassan?
For me, I'd be fine without any of the net neutrality rules if their proposed rollback by JITPI was also to get rid of the regulations that prevented ISPs from having competition also.
But he's not proposing that, is he?
What are those regulations that prevent? Because I know there used to be lots of little ISPs around. You'd get your internet usually from a little ISP.
Those were back in the dial-up days.
Yeah, and then they just sort of dwindled away, and then they were gone.
Yeah, basically in the dial-up days, since that the infrastructure is largely shared, you could basically just have your own internet provider fairly easily. But for broadband communications, they had a number of franchise laws that were that local governments were implementing, and that basically prevented other ISPs from encroaching in a certain area. And then on top of that, the federal government has a lot of regulations that just make it extremely expensive to actually start up an ISP. It just lots of paperwork, lots of fees to pay, and like in some articles that I've read, they said it more than doubles the cost of actually starting up an ISP.
I bet it does.
Hassan, how long have you been following this?
I largely started following it in 2014 when the court case was going on, but a lot of the public was not following it back then because there haven't been major abuses since that time. But then the main reason why it got such a large amount of support afterwards, like near the end of 2015 with all the protesting, mm-hmm. was eventually the abuses of net neutrality. A lot of people started to feel it. That's why it gained so much support.
So what I'm interested in, when I first started reading about this maybe a decade ago, it sounded like looking back on it, it sounded like it was a lot of hippie fear-mongering about technocracy developing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, here we are in 2017, and we have, you know, Alphabet and Apple and Comcast and these companies, and it seems like some of those fears, Twitter, Facebook, even more recreational sites like YouTube, we see how they're being, you know, tuned in many cases to sway or affect public opinion. Do you think that those technocratic fears are more realistic in this world than they were in the world where a lot of people first started having this debate or became aware of the net neutrality issue?
Depends. Basically, with the way that it's going now, it's like some of the fears are a bit overblown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would be difficult for them to scale it back to how we have cable TV where you can only access certain websites. They wouldn't be able to really go to that level easily at all.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's because they still have some competition. In most marketplaces, there, even though the competition's limited, I can still switch to DSL if I don't like how the cable company is behaving. Or
sure.
I can switch to my cell phone provider. Or I can switch to a fiber provider. So, I mean, there are several options was going through that we have in Keene, New Hampshire, in the middle of, you know, basically nowhere, the middle of the woods in, you know, southwestern New Hampshire, there are at least 5 to 8 different providers that you can select internet service from.
I live one town away from you, and I can tell you there is one, you know, sort of hardwired.
You've got DSL
option,
yeah.
And other than that, there's nothing.
There's no fiber running down that.
There's fiber
drag?
Running down it, but do you know what it costs to get a node so that you can break off from that fiber?
It depends on how far they have to run the fiber.
No, it doesn't. They have to send somebody up that pole to put a node on that fiber so that they can then run fiber off of it.
Yeah.
And
expensive.
That's 4 figures.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily even an option. When I
for the average person, yeah, probably not.
In one hand, I have a chance of signing a contract for 3 years for $50 a month. On the other hand, drop us a grand and then we're going to charge you $300 a month.
Yeah, I know, there's no doubt about it. Hassan, if you have more to say, hang on. And also, if you want to weigh in here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, this is Free Talk Live. Because what is the solution?
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can dial on in toll free. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. As we continue here, we've been discussing the net neutrality that is being protested, or I guess the removal of net neutrality is being protested today on certain websites like Reddit and Amazon and, let's see, SoundCloud was supposedly involved in it, Netflix.
All the rappers are upset.
So, yeah, it's bad. And we're going to get into it a little bit further here. You're welcome to join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, or you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. And speaking of the Internet, of course, bitcoin.com, the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you're interested in learning about Bitcoin, if you're brand new to it, then head on over to bitcoin.com. They've got all kinds of information there that'll get you started. They've also got the ability to buy Bitcoin. You can download their new Bitcoin wallet there as well. And there are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the bitcoin.com team. You can get interactive with other Bitcoiners on their forum that's always open and censorship-free. And they've even got games you can play with your Bitcoin. So head over to bitcoin.com. And they've got the latest news headlines from the cryptocurrency world as well. So go to bitcoin.com. As we go back to Hassan, who is a very knowledgeable caller on the issue of net neutrality. He's been schooling me, that's for sure. Apparently this was a thing before 2014, and I'd never even heard of it before that. Brett, you said you were talking about it as far back as 2007 on
your
show.
I wasn't talking about it then, but I was hearing a lot of other people talk about it, and I don't know how much longer after that came the series of tubes. Ted, what was Ted's name, the Alaska senator?
I remember it was a series
of tubes.
Yeah, I don't know his last name, but I know who you're talking about. I remember when that happened.
It's a huge joke.
Absolutely. But that was in reference to net neutrality. Like, so many things. You could only... Yeah, a truck comes up, as Senator Ted said, and dumps stuff into tubes. But only so much stuff can go Ted Stevens. But only so much stuff can go in the tubes.
Oh, that's great.
The internet was just a series of those. So
you know that somebody was trying to explain to him about like sort of the size of pipes coming in as regarding you know how big your broadband connection is.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I think he. It really sounded like he. Believe that literally.
The most amusing part of the internet is a series of tubes is how many people made fun of Ted Stevens without knowing anything more about how the internet actually works than Ted Stevens does.
Yeah.
So, Hassan, I didn't know if you had anything more to share, but I wanted to give you a chance because you've been very informative. So, go ahead.
Okay. That's largely it, but basically, with the whole craze about net neutrality... Basically, when Verizon originally struck it down in that court case in 2014, the ISPs wasted no time in abusing those rules at that point when they figured out that it couldn't be enforced.
Yeah, and it seems like a catch-22 at this point, where they're trying to, I guess, compensate for how they've been regulated and handicapped, as you mentioned earlier. And the only other option that we're looking at that's probably realistic in the near term is regulation in the form of net neutrality, unless we're missing something.
Basically, it's because when those rules were struck down, all of the other protections were in place still. So the ISPs are still largely protected from, like, reasonable competition.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, while there are alternatives, like various wireless connections, like 4G,
mm-hmm.
It's still not as good of competition because with 4G, it's like even if you have an unlimited plan, they will basically throttle you after you go above a certain arbitrary point.
Yeah. That's true.
But how does competition work when it comes to like ISP infrastructure? Because like say one company comes and they invest to lay the lines, does another company, if Comcast goes and lays lines, does Time Warner have to lay lines or can they use the same lines? I have no idea how that works. But you could see that if one company says, look, we laid the lines in this entire town, city, county, whatever, and we invested the capital to do that, why should other providers be able to use, you know, our infrastructure just for the sake of competition for the consumer? I mean, that sounds like a fair argument to me.
Usually in those cases, it has to do with utility pole access.
Yeah.
In a lot of jurisdictions, basically, the government will not allow competition by basically preventing an ISP from, like a competing ISP from using the utility poles.
Oh, okay.
And then they won't allow them to also dig trenches to run cabling underground either, so.
So that's public domain then. The utility poles.
Well, kind of. I mean, so utility poles aren't cheap to put up,
mm-hmm.
right? They didn't just grow there. And you've got to have something like a foot between each one of these wires. So if you're letting everybody mm-hmm. put up a wire on that utility pole, pretty soon that's laying on the ground.
Right.
And, you know, there's a reason why they don't let everybody have access to the utility poles. And it, you know, it's not exactly the easiest issue. I can tell you as a volunteer fireman, wires are coming down all the time, and then they start fires, not telephone wires, but, you know, power lines start fires and stuff. So I've learned a bit about utility poles over the years, and it's not the easiest thing. It's just like, oh, well, they won't let us put a wire up. Sure, your wire's fine, but what about the six guys behind you that want to put a wire up?
Sure, yeah.
Hassan, yeah. Thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts on this issue tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here. The net neutrality discussion, it's peaking again today with the online protest that is going on various different major entertainment websites and elsewhere, encouraging people to contact congresspeople in the FCC and to oppose the repeal of net neutrality. It's actually a really interesting piece over at TheVerge.com that I was just looking around just to see what the headlines were today that is way too lengthy to read in full on the air, but I might take some excerpts out of it from Nilay Patel at TheVerge.com, entitled "The Internet is Effed,
again. And we'll get into that here. But let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling from Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Hello. Quickly, a suggestion for your streaming app, because I was listening on the streaming app, and then I want to dial in, and you don't have a call button. You should have a button that automatically runs your phone number through your phone. And to.
I thought that the app had that. I
couldn't find it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll have to take another look at it. I remember that was in the original specs for it, so it may be buried in there somewhere.
And then two things quickly. A year and a half ago, I'm in Alabama. A year and a half ago, I mentioned to you that I'd bought a helicopter, a home built, and
wow.
I just had to drop it off at the factory because I crashed it. So
oh no!
So my helicopter is broke now.
Well, can I hear about the crash? Not
yeah,
the helicopter's
how are you
I want
doing?
To hear about the helicopter crash, because this is like one thing. You know, what's keeping me from building my own helicopter? This right here. Please tell me about it.
The engine stopped, and I don't. You know, all through your training, you learn how to land a helicopter when the engine stops. It's called auto rotation, and I've always been nervous. You know, we practice it, but I've always been concerned about what if you actually have to auto rotate. How good is this going to work? Well, the engine stopped on me, and I did auto rotate into a field, and I successfully landed it. But the field was rough, and the helicopter rolled over on the side, and so it's got a lot of damage. I walked away without a scratch.
Yeah, I got to say that anybody who pulls off auto rotation has nerves of steel. Let me tell you what auto rotation is.
Yes, this is my next question.
Okay. So the engine stops on your helicopter, right? This isn't the engine stopping on your airplane where you just coast in and like the engine has stopped on the thing that is kept up by the engine, right? And you're, I don't know, as high as you are in your helicopter, and you've got to, you know, take a look down underneath it, kind of look to the side, maybe open the door as you're plummeting towards Earth in a soundless vacuum, right? And then at the very end, you pull a lever or twist a thing or whatever it is you do that takes the kinetic energy that is in the blade and
From
the air rushing through it and begin to use it to slow yourself right at the very instant. But if you use it too soon, you slow yourself. And then you just pick up speed again, right? If you do it too late, well, you were too late.
Is that how it works, Gene, is what he's
saying? Is that accurate?
Mark did an excellent job of explaining auto-rotation.
So how
we're sorry if we didn't take it seriously enough. I'm sorry you had to go through that, Gene.
How close, how close to the ground do you have to hit the button to start this process?
Well, it's not a button. You're pulling up on the collective lever, and it depends on the helicopter, but about 50 feet above the ground is when you want to start.
That is close, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man. All right, stand by, Gene. We'll get back into what you were calling about, whatever that was here, in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Hour number two on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chops, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.